This is Where Tech Lives. My name is Femi Greatheart. For those of you that are just tuning in for the first time, this is Talk Tech, where we focus on STEM, science, technology, engineering, and mathematics. Just a quick reminder, I told you guys last week that we just clocked 1 year on Radio Talk Tech, started August last year, 2018, and we clocked 1 year on radio, and it has been on an increase for the past 11 months, and we are clocking 12 months. We are grateful for the little beginnings from the days of 18 down to an audience of maybe more than 1,000, if you say that. But maybe we're over 11,000 on the other end. So it's been growth and growth and growth all around. And we're trying as much as possible to do some modifications to the show so that we bring tech to the lowest point for you to understand. We know you're not going to pick all the big grammars from the tech space, but we bring it high and we bring it medium and we bring it low as well. The third week of every month is Build for Women in Technology, recognizing women in the tech space, and as well the things they are doing, how they are changing the tech space, and how we can encourage more ladies to participate in tech-related activities. Fine, we're not saying you shouldn't do other areas. You shouldn't go into other areas like makeup, all of that. Fashion, shoe making, and all of that, but you can apply technology as a lady to improving what you already have, what you're already doing, and maybe to take up a career in the tech space or the tech ecosystem. So it is up to you, but that is why we are bringing up this program, to encourage ladies and to also identify those that are in the tech space doing one thing or the other.
Why some say the moon? Why choose this as our goal? And they may well ask, why climb the highest mountain? Why 35 years ago, fly the Atlantic? Why does Rice play Texas? We choose to go to the moon. We choose to go to the moon in this decade and do the other things, not because they are easy, but because they are hard. Because that goal will serve to organize and measure the best of our energies and skills, because that challenge is one that we're willing to accept, one we are unwilling to postpone, and one we intend to win, and the others too. We shall send to the moon 240,000 miles away from the control station in Houston a giant rocket, more than 300 feet tall, the length of this football field, made of new metal alloys, some of which have not yet been invented, capable of standing heat and stresses, several times more than have ever been experienced, fitted together with a precision better than the finest watch, carrying all the equipment needed for propulsion, guidance, control, communication, survival on an untried mission to an unknown celestial body, and then return it safely to Earth, re-entering the atmosphere at speeds of over 25,000 miles per hour, causing heat about half that of the temperature of the sun, almost as hot as it is here today, and do all this and do it right and do it first, before this decade is out and we must be bold.
This is one of the biggest speech from John F. Kennedy. He talked about all those things before they happened and he never got to see them. But today, the US is not just doing it, but they are making sure they are the first to do it and leaving the spectators behind. So going over to my Nah, it's so funny I'm playing Mortal Kombat. So this is Mortal Kombat official soundtrack. Now, for those of you that played 8-bit, 16-bit, and moved over to Sega, then you moved over to Nintendo. Nintendo Black and White, Nintendo Color Screen. Now we have Nintendo Switch. You moved over to PS1, PS2, PS3, PS4, and you're working on PS5. But Google just say, why don't we invent Google Stadia and let everybody be playing games online? So, I have a guest in the house, and she's no other person than Yetsung D. I'm waiting for you to drop. So this is Yetunde Ogunlola. So I usually call her Bumi, but she says everybody calls her by Yetunde. So I'll stick with Yetunde. So Yetunde, you're welcome on the show.
Thank you.
Okay, now some things you should know about Yetunde is that Yetunde hails from Ekiti State. And she's the web developer. She started in 2011 with Frontend. During national diploma in computer science, that is between 2013 and 2015. Then she learned back end with PHP and graphics during a 1-year internship 2016 at Computer Resource Center FUTA. Then she went ahead to start game development and augmented reality. That was late 2017. Game development and ARO late 2017 during the Nigerian Women's Teachers Training for Ondo State.
Techstars,
yes. And she has been doing that from 2017 till date. Not just that, she's into 2D and 3D games and augmented reality with Unity and C Sharp, graphics design with CorelDRAW and Photoshop, whiteboard animation with VideoScribe, that's really popular around here, web development backend, that I've said that already, PHP. Her vision is to build herself with anything she lays her hand on and in the world of tech, to build others, especially kids, teenagers, and female. Now there's something I didn't add, she's also a part-time shoemaker. Now Yetunde is a part-time shoemaker. Yetunde, I'm just going to save my breath because I know I already have a shoemaker. So now she worked on a game called Planet, right? Augmented reality, games, Pix and Mix, Laser Quiz, Pending Game, Word Translate, that can translate English words to Nigerian languages. Yeah. Like how many languages?
Yeah, presently it's depending because we're not done with it. Well, my target is the 3 common languages in Nigeria.
Okay.
So, Yoruba, Hausa, and Igbo. We have the Yoruba fully on.
Okay.
And because I'm a Yoruba lady.
So,
not really. I've been trying my best to just get the right Igbo language for each word.
So but, have you encountered any language from the Igbo, like Odima? Where is Odima?
Okay, the thing is this: the game was starting with little words. So the higher you go, the difficult it is.
Okay. I think I was working on one, or I'm still working on one project similar to that for kids. And I'm doing the UI and all of that.
Okay.
So it's still similar concept, but I'm so proud that each time when I get people that want to teach kids, that has been one of my dreams, to teach kids. We know kids are a handful. Believe me, they are a handful. And she is into teaching, learning, and she has also developed herself. So ladies, fine. We are not criticizing what you are doing. We're not saying that you shouldn't go into makeup. Besides, I want to look at a lady that is beautiful. Why not? I want to see a lady wearing good dresses, and doing some cool stuff. But then you could apply technology into some of the things you do. We'll be talking on the tech side, and I want to start not with the tech. Why shoemaking? Let me start with that first. I'm still going to come to the tech, the 2D, augmented reality, and all of that. Why shoemaking? Hey, Yetunde, why?
Okay. think I'm getting that question again from from you.
Okay.
Okay, why shoemaking? Well,
yeah, you're putting on a shoe made by yourself.
Sure, sure.
So I'm going to snap your legs before you go, so I'll put it on. I'll put it online.
No problem. So. Okay, why shoemaking? Shall I start? Okay, let me start this way. Yetunde is this person that loves doing what guys do.
Like, what guys think is hard for ladies.
It's, yes, like everybody feel ladies should not do it. Ladies should not find themselves doing it. It should be men,
but
boys,
do you,
guys.
Do you carry weights, like do weightlifting? Or you get to that, Sabi?
I'm not going that. I'm not going to that. No, I'm not going to that.
But you're cool on you anyway.
I'm not going to that.
Okay.
No. Okay. So, this all started when I was in 311, mm-hmm. when we applied for ENT, that's entrepreneurship.
Yes.
It's a course in FUTA you have to do as a 311. And I told colleagues that I was going to go for shoemaking or aluminium. That's Lumaco windows and the likes. And like, are you
everybody,
okay?
Every guy is doing Lumaco, right?
I'm like, are you okay? Why are you always different? And surprisingly for them, the first, you had to pick three choices. And the first thing I picked was shoemaking, second one, aluminium, third one, just because, okay, let me feel among women. I picked makeup, which I knew they can. Nobody's going to give me that. Honestly, I know that. And as God, we have it. Yes, let me say God.
You became the shoemaker. Okay, now let's go into tech, and that's why we're here. And the whole goal of women in technology is to recognize ladies, like I said, and to also encourage ladies to fill in the tech space. Now, the tech space cannot fill itself. It cannot just be men. And when we call events like that, maybe 50 persons come and we have 10 ladies and 40 something guys. No, we're not saying that you want to compete with the men. No, the whole idea is not to compete with the men. The whole idea is to coexist with the men. Nobody is trying to compete. When you talk about gender equality, people think it is about competing, but they've forgotten that it's about coexisting.
Sure.
So now, how did tech start for you? Like, when did you realize that this is one area you want to go into?
Okay. Ever since I've known myself to be as a grown up, and this is what I want to be.
Nice. What age is that?
Okay, let's say at the age of 5, I've always wanted to be a nurse. I love it when it comes to, let's take care of people.
Nice.
Rushing, put people together, and but on the long run, when I was in secondary school, I thought to myself, it was still the nursing thing I was pursuing. Then there was this young man, Ademola Murebishi by name.
Really?
Yes.
Ademola, no, before you continue, Ademola happens to be one of the biggest supporters of TalkTech. And the biggest supporter even championed the WordPress hackathon. So yeah. I'm giving him the credit.
Okay, that's my boss. That's my boss, and that's a mentor, a very good one. So he started with, okay, nurse. But you can do something in tech with the aspect of building something to heal people, to take care of people. And that was the concept I have about, okay, yes, while I go for my nurse, I'll go for tech.
Okay.
But the nurse was the priority. So I started, Ademola Murebishi started M Academy, which I joined.
Yes.
Then in 2011, yes. So I joined M Academy with other veterans. I was the youngest and I was the only female among them. So we started with HTML, learning how to HTML, CSS,
yes.
And like
JavaScript.
Yeah. On the likes. On the long run, it took it so serious and so passionate about, like, you have to get this thing. And I registered myself and other colleagues for GDC, Google Developers Challenge, for 2012 thing. Though we could not meet up with the final stage, but at least it was a pre-trip, and I was like, okay, I think I'm finding interest in this thing the more. While I pursued nursing, like, I was following nursing, go for exam, go for this, go for that. Nigeria stuff always coming.
Yeah, and then life just came.
life
happened.
Okay, life happens. And okay, later on I felt, it was the one that gave the advice to, you can go and study computer science. think you're good with this coding. I was like, no, I don't like people carrying computer up and down. It's not something that I would do that will affect me, I am not interested. Like, no, you will do it. You will do it. And that was how I applied for computer science when I had to go for pre-degree in Fruta. But fortunately,
life happened again. Life didn't happen.
This time, it's not life. It was my own fault. Yeah, okay. It was my own fault. But that's a story for another day. It was my own fault. So I had no choice than to just go to Polytechnic, Federal Polytechnic, Adore Ekiti, to study computer science. And on getting there, wow. God bless my alma mater. Yes, it started. And what really pushed me up again when I get to Poly was seeing out of 65 students, we're just 15 ladies.
Yours was good. Electrical. I finished from electrical.
Don't talk about electrical.
I just want to give you the numbers. You get, we're 110, and the 10 on it is the female.
Yeah, presently in Fruta, we're 138 in my class, and we're just 20 ladies.
That's computer science.
Computer science in Fruta.
Wow.
So I felt wow. And there was a day, okay, I was the assistant governor when I was in Poly.
Okay.
And so I do more of the thing that my governor do, but yes, I'm the lady, and everybody were like, no, a lady must not rule us. But we always do this annual meeting, like family meeting in our class, which other departments were emulating, like these people are. So there was this time we had to pull it up to everybody. Why did you choose computer science? Okay. I realized some people didn't choose it. They were given.
Okay.
Some were like, my daddy wanted me to know something about computer, and that is why I picked computer science. And some were like, I just thought computer science are for secretaries. So
are you kidding me?
Yeah.
Okay. I just hearing that for the first time.
I can recall very well a lot of
computer is for secretaries.
A lot of talk then, and thank God for the ESCOs around then. They pull up this Leprado tech stuff, and we advised to join one tech group or the other, and that was where they started the web, the Android, and so they talked to every one of us. We're able to mobilize people from outside to come and talk to us, and be my own person. I love moving with those who had gotten something or who are far ahead of myself, so I can pick up from them. So there was this guy then, Smart, was a good Java writer, good Android developer.
Okay, cool.
Smart has been coding for long, but he never wanted school.
Wow.
Yes. He has been injured. When he even came into Poly, he was getting cool jobs, even from lecturers. But he had to just come to school because he just needed to certificate. Okay? So that they just, people will know I went to school.
He came to school.
Okay. So that was it. So I had to talk with Smart, and Smart helped us. And on the long run, finished from Poly, I wanted to go back for HND, you know. Nigeria to Nigerian lifestyle circumstances will not let me go back to Poly because
but
of
kept
the,
pushing.
Yeah, because of the discrimination of HND and BSc. So I had to just push up to Fruta, and thank God for that. I had the admission into Fruta direct entry, and computer science again. Why computer science again? Yes, we have to. You have to just get this target.
You have to.
I
get
have people
it.
I am following, and as at last,
they are all computer related people.
Yes. On one side of tech, but when it comes to on the other side of humanitarian, I have another set of people too that I push up with. So, and as a last month when I saw someone like Ada now in Google,
yes,
I felt like, wow,
she's doing great.
I'm like, okay, it's in the you
it's time.
Okay, to the tax.
Maybe not Google, maybe Tesla. You are a Fruta undergraduate. What level are you?
I'm 400 level.
400 level. You're doing your IT at the moment.
Yes.
So that's great. Now, that's a whole lot. Now, what are you doing from your own space? We are still going to come to those of you that want to learn 2D, 3D games and augmented reality. She's going to give you pointers on how to learn. But I want to ask you, based on the knowledge you've gathered so far, what are you doing to influence ladies? I don't want to make it general for now. I'm going to come back to that. What are you doing in your own space to influence ladies or the girl child or the female? So what are you doing?
I think I've been putting my efforts in most organizations or most forums that I meet myself to always be on the aspect of I want ladies, I want them to do this, I want them to do this. At the point that I joined Developer Students Club of Fruta, my main target was ladies. Yes, and that was why the lead had to just speak to me and, okay, if you want to push up this, you can help us out with this. Yes, okay. And I met up with the ladies and I had to bring the idea of reorganizing women in tech, ladies in tech program, which happened on a day like that. I can't remember the day. So we had that, inviting every lady in Fruta who are interested in tech, myself and some other techies in my class that are also in DSC. So, and it was an interesting, which was a great time. Yeah, interesting time. And anytime I find, anywhere rather, I find myself, especially when I realize that we have more guys than girls. I don't like the situation whereby girls are pushed down. Because most times I'm always fighting for ladies. I remember my predicate days, and someone will keep space and say, I'm keeping space for my friend, now put book all over the other.
That's really popular.
You don't dare try that woman. Once I enter ladies, everybody, you know, your thing is coming.
I'm scared already.
Get it off. No, you don't have to. That was then. I always love it. And that's why, I don't know, anywhere I say things that involve ladies, involve women, involve kids, I always want to put myself into.
Okay.
Now let me emphasize on it, legal. Like, it must be legal.
Okay, this is still Yetunde Ogunola, and she is a 2D and 3D games developer. She's into augmented reality. She's into front-end and back-end development as well. And she has a heart for technology. I'll be right back. This is Talk Tech. My name still remains Femi Greater Heights. For those of you familiar with movies, remember there's one aspect of my show that I make sure movie is always part of my show. And this is one of the official soundtrack of Pirates of the Caribbean. And very, very good movie. Very, very good. Jack Sparrow, very, very good movie. So, now, Yetunde, now the phone line will be open for you to call to ask Yetunde some questions as regards 2D, 3D, augmented reality, game developments, and all of that. Now, we are going practical now, Yetunde. 2D, 3D, there are two different scopes, right?
Yeah,
flats and more edges.
Mm-hmm.
Now, how can a lady now, or how can the audience start up their career in 2D and 3D game development? What tools do they need? What areas do they need to branch into? What things do they need to know when going into 2D and 3D games development?
All right, but can you permit me to do it like this? Instead of specifying on 2D and 3D game development, can we just talk generally on games?
Games, okay. Okay, let's talk generally on games.
Okay, because I felt some people might just feel
there's discrimination between 2D and 3D.
And some might just feel, okay, I just want the normal Python and Java game. Those ones on Nokia phone.
Yeah.
My hand, okay. But okay, for you to go into game, let me say this first. You have to be determined. You know why I'm putting that first?
Hope you're not doing the aspire to perspire.
No, no, you know why I'm doing it. Why I'm saying that? Okay. Actually, that was what came into my heart first now. That was what I got then. Because one thing about this thing is, at a point when you start, it is everything on tech. When you start debugging codes and debugging errors, you get discouraged.
Yeah, so it's frustrating.
If you're not determined to get to the last end of it, it might not be a good way for us. It's everything. Though you have this scene, a fancy scene, you see the animations, you see the roll the cube and everything. Notwithstanding, if you're not determined, you might not get anywhere. But for someone who wants to go into a game, you have to be ready to code.
Great.
Yeah. It's not only web, it's not only Android development.
Like telling them the real facts.
You have to be ready to code. You have to be ready to put your hands on your computer and start writing something. I do my in C sharp, but thank God to Firebase now, you can write on C++.
Okay,
with the
cool.
help of Firebase. So if you don't want to go C sharp, you can go C++.
Good.
With Unity. So I use Unity as an app engine to develop game, which is practically the most highest or rated app engine you can use to develop game.
Okay.
Video games, 2D or 3D, anyone. Then you can write script to develop your normal Nokia or just a small Nokia games. All the snake games.
Yeah, Snake Zanzia.
Uh-huh,
and all of that.
Things like that. They are Python and Java writing games.
Okay.
So I've mentioned Python, I've mentioned Java, I've mentioned C#, C++. So any lady,
for those of you that don't know, Python is not a snake. Now, all what she just said now, they are programming languages. So she has talked about Python, she has talked about C#, she has talked about C++,
then Java.
And then Java. So those four languages, have it at the back of your mind. And also you can keep your Yoruba too, so it's needed. Now, please continue.
Okay. You're not to learn every language, but you have to just know that one of it depends on your area of specialization. Okay? So for myself, I use Unity Engine to build my games, both for augmented reality and normal game, 2D and 3D games. And to make it more okay, I am not an animator. But we see some of our games that involve animations.
Okay.
People like us, we still steal from Mizambu. Let me confess that.
No. A lot of us still get codes online. So it's not.
So we still steal from online.
So I want to go to GitHub. We all know this stuff. Let's not expose our secrets.
So you learn from that. We still get some animations online and use Mixambo. Mixambo is an online application, let me put it like that, that you can use to build up your images.
Okay.
So there's a way you can do it that it will tell you want the head to rotate to the left, to the right, you want it to dance,
okay.
You want to then every other thing you want to do, put music and the likes, you can do that on Unity. And it involves stages.
Okay, great.
Every of these games that we see,
stage one, level
it has,
one,
which is called scene.
Yes.
It's called scene, like as if you're doing normal theater or stage. It is called scene. So it has different things. And it now depends on how you want to put it there.
Okay.
Then for augmented reality, you'll be needing to register on Vuforia.
Great.
Vuforia is basically used for augmented reality. It's the one that picks up your camera.
Okay.
And picks up your target image.
Vuforia. Okay.
I don't have to talk about the difference between difference between AR and VR. No.
No. it's something. I've talked about that one time on my show, but maybe not elaborate. And now for those of you that still want to, either you're using Mixambo or you can also use some other animated.
Sure, you have Make Human.
Yeah, you can use Adobe Animator, Character Animator.
Mm-hmm.
You can use iClone Relution.
Yeah.
Yeah, and
you can use that's for it. And if it's just for you to, as in Unity is so enlarged that you can get some things on it. It has this asset. Once you're online and you register, you get a lot of what you want on it. You get everything you want on it.
Okay, now the number to call is 0802299104500229104500. Yetunde is still not on the hot seat because the studio is actually cold. So now I still have Yetunde. Yetunde is a techie. Now, she reminds me of ladies wanting to really push the boundaries, that ladies can also function in spaces where men function. So that is one of our dreams, to teach kids, to teach teenagers, and to female. Also develop ourselves, female, your female folks as well.
Hello.
Hello, good afternoon. What is your name?
Good afternoon. I'm Marvelous from Akure.
Okay, Marvelous, what is your question?
My question is not really about this 2D and PDP of a thing. But me as an SSTV student, I love to go into tech. But two courses came to my mind, computer science and software engineering.
Okay.
But I really don't know the difference between these two courses.
Okay, you want to know the difference between computer science and software engineering. Okay, thank you very much. We'll get across to you before the end of the show. Okay, Chinedu from Akure. Chinedu, straight to the question, to the point. What's your question?
Okay, I just want to first ask, the game is making a game. Is she building up a game or what?
Yes, she makes games, like the games that you play.
Okay, she knows how to create a game.
Yes, that's what we mean by game
fantastic
development. It's very fantastic, sir.
I swear to all my No, like, as in, she has any coaching center, like, where we can, how we can just meet up, so we can just learn from her.
Don't worry, we'll bring that before the end of the show. She will talk about that, and she's planning to offer some trainings.
Before I hang up, sorry.
Okay.
The game can it be created on with any Android phone or is it only iPhone?
Okay, you know what? That particular question she's going to answer it based on the devices and the platforms to make it.
Okay, I'm still on the radio. I'm still on the radio.
No, just be on the radio from now to 10.
10 is the night.
Yes, that's when Empire closes. Thank you so much for calling, Chinedu. Okay, now let's take answers to that question. The first question is difference computer science. Now I would love to answer that question. I always do that, but I would like Yetunde to do that. Yetunde, what's the difference between a computer science or computer science and software engineering?
Okay, I don't think I'm a good person to answer that because practically I don't think there are differences. I don't think so. Okay, but should I
want to say computer science is the building. The software engineering is the room that you decide to sleep in.
Okay. maybe I will go with that. But if someone is looking at it from the aspect of my own school, you might be thinking computer science and software engineering as a building inside as a room.
As a room.
Inside the School of Computing Science.
Okay.
But the thing is, don't let me talk as a veteran. Let me talk from aspect of other schools that I've seen. I think computer science, sometimes they do work relating to, though they do more of software.
But they incorporate hardware into it.
They incorporate hardware into it and networking.
Okay.
They do that. So, and they it's just like a bedrock to
every other
IT aspect in
okay
computing great. As a computing and software engineering, they are basically on anything software.
Okay,
because if I
although let me come in for a software engineer does not mean you will not do hardware, because if you are dealing on softwares that revolve around Linux, for example, you have to know networking, you have to know how to connect networks, how to interconnect networks, physical networks, then maybe how to route servers and all of that. But as a whole, there's something that links to something in computer science. So there is no how that you are going to look at computer science. Computer science is just a general body. Then you can now branch into the areas you want to specialize on. You get so then software engineering is just one of those areas of specialty that you can delve into. And software does not mean you'll be oblivious about hardware.
Yeah.
So the next question is, he was asking, is it that the games we work on Android phone or other things? And before you answer that, what kind of system? You're talking about Unity and big engines. What are the system requirements that you need? What if you're using a laptop, what's minimum average specification of laptop you need?
Okay. Unity is this engine that it's very big, large. Let me say heavy, kind of. Let me use that language. So for anybody who wants to work on Unity, you have to have a system that has anything not less than 2 gig RAM.
Wow, 2 gig RAM can power Unity.
Yes.
Are you serious?
But the thing is, once it is on,
other things must stop.
Every other especially CorelDRAW.
I know that feeling.
Yeah, especially except you have to stay there for days. Not days though.
Okay, just like longer period.
Longer period before you get to what you're doing. Then, and at the same time, there's a gaming system.
Yeah, like there's the Asus, there is the...
Yeah, Asus, that's my the one, a boss has. Actually, he's also a student. But he has gone ahead of the teacher to do that. So okay. He has that big gaming, that one has a large capacity.
Okay.
It carries a lot of applications engine for gaming.
Now, for a start, for those of you that want to go into games, it's just similar to if you want to go into architecture, you're talking about Corona, you're talking about V-Ray, 3DX Max, you'll be thinking about 6 to 8 GB comfortably, like remove your mind, like just like to start with.
Yes.
Now, the reason I'm saying 6 to 8 GB, I am not zeroing the fact that you don't need a system with an SSD. SSD contributes a little, more than half, to the speed as compared to using an HDD based laptop. Then you can go for a laptop that is not DDR3, you can go for DDR4. Then please don't go for Core i3
at all.
Yeah, don't go for Core i3. Go for Core i5 or Core i7, or if you have the means, you can go for Core i9. Some of the gaming laptops are between 300 to 350K. Some of them are up to ₦1 million. It depends on your pocket. But if you want to get a regular 6 to 8 GB with a DDR3 or a DDR4 with Core i5, you should get between 120 to 180K. So have that at the back of your mind. But nonetheless, you can still get laptops that are smaller in capacity. But over time, there is a way that it frustrates your work, especially when you are running bigger engines on it.
Except the person just wants to use it for gaming
alone.
Not other applications on it.
Now, the games that you develop eventually, do you develop according to platforms to say, okay, I want to develop for Android, or your games are cross platforms like Flutter, or they'll say Flutter codes that are cross platforms?
I do both for Android and PC for now.
For now, Android and PC. PC means computer for those of you using Windows. I get. But I need to explain to my audience.
Yes.
Now, what is the lowest of PC you design for? Do you go as low as Windows XP, or 7 is the lowest?
For all the games I have, 7 happens to be the lowest, because it can go as low as Windows XP. For Unity Engine, it gives you this ability to design, to specify what type of what capacity of Windows do you want to develop for. In short, you can build up for iOS too, but I've not built a game for iOS.
Okay, so iOS, it's not just iOS means those of you using iPhone.
Okay.
Let's be clarified now.
Pardon me. So it's not just Android alone. There are games for Apple, for iPhones.
iPhone,
there are games for Android, and there are games for
Windows Phone
too.
Okay,
so
cool.
Binga.
Okay, Binga, are you calling from Akure?
Yes, from Akure.
Okay, Binga, straight to the point, your question.
Yes, sorry, for a layman, how can I
For a layman?
Yes.
How can the person start game, have you?
Yeah, a platform.
We'll still talk about that.
Okay.
Before the show ends, we'll talk about that.
Okay.
Thank you. Right. What platform is on ground to teach the layman?
The layman.
And the advanced man. Because Yetunde is actually going to teach me, but she said I'm going to pay money. But I know it's all scope, Sha.
Hello.
Okay, Bridget, why are you calling from Akure?
Yeah, I'm calling from Akure.
So, Bridget, straight to the point, what is your question?
Like, I'm still in S3, so...
Okay.
And I'm a computer student. But the teacher that is teaching us computer, she's very sweet and all those stuff, yeah. I know that she will pass through all those stuff, you understand?
Okay.
But how come, you understand me?
Yeah, how was she able to survive that kind of teacher, Abby?
Yeah, to overcome them.
Okay. Okay, thank you very much, Bridget. We'll try to bridge your question.
Hello.
What is your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Kendi. I'm calling from Mundo.
Okay, Kendi, straight to the point, your question.
And I want to ask, does she make shoe and also design games?
Yes, so she's a shoe, she's a part-time shoemaker and she makes games. The shoe she's wearing,
okay, she does too.
Yes,
the shoe works.
She does shoemaking and game development as well.
Okay, that's what I want to ask.
Oh yeah, surprise, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you for calling. 0022. I love straightforward questions. Okay, I think the questions are pouring in. Hello.
Yeah, Chinedu called back.
Okay, Chinedu.
I please want to know. I'm asking yesterday direct now. The game you are building, okay, can someone build it only on with only PC, or can I supposed to build it also?
Okay, okay. Yetune, is that a yes or a no?
You can use phone to build game.
Okay.
Sorry.
You have to use your PC.
You have to use your PC, or maybe if you have a desktop that can get an external compatibility space, but you can use a phone, no matter how large the phone is. If you want to build a real good game, even if you have to code, we have some phones that can
simulators. Compilers.
Yes, compilers. You have coded the dread edit and the likes that you can get a good result. So if you want to build a good game, no matter how simple you want it, it is advised to use a computer. Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Have we answered your question?
Yes, it's a question.
Okay, answer.
You have not answered the one.
Okay.
Okay. But layman like you.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you for calling, Chinedu. Okay, now let's take the first question. How do you deal with a not too friendly computer teacher? Now, what do you think? Because that's the baseline why a lot of people don't like computer and mathematics as well.
Is it really only computer? I think
no, she wants she to wants know how to know overcome a computer teacher.
But I would say this, that studying computer science in university does not start from
secondary school.
It's a two different thing. Mm-hmm. Like they are different. What they teach in secondary school is just like
generation of computers
and how to just operate your computer. That's all you're taught. But going for computer science, it's another thing. But I would say this as a little girl like herself. I'm still a little girl, yeah, like herself. When it comes to teachers being strict, yes, educators, we have some that are very, very strict. But let me say this. No matter how strict the person is, once you're determined to get to what you want to get, don't look at his or her strictness. Just concentrate on what he or she is giving out. And make sure you get that determination that yes, I must pass this course. I've learned so many things from senior friends and from my own experience that once you dislike a teacher,
is where the whole problem starts.
You
from.
Would have a tendency of failing that course.
Mm.
So don't allow once. It is bound to happen. Some people feel like if I don't scold you, if I don't beat you, if I don't smash your head, you won't understand it, and that's not the truth.
Okay, but they are not smashing heads anyway.
But no matter what, she should just concentrate.
Okay, the next question is, Yetunde, you've been on some other platforms.
Okay.
Layman like me, Chinedu, Marvelous, and maybe Chris Focus, and a whole lot of lame people like us. So... How do we start? Where do we come in? Is there a boot camp? Is there a place? We're not saying you should mention name, but are there places in Akure that you can recommend? Do you have a place where you can recommend? She's nodding her head to even
that
say
is,
no. That's the biggest
for Akure, problem. Akure, it's a no.
Wow.
Akure, it's a no. We have the issues. I don't know. Akure is still coming up.
But Yetunde, can we organize something? Huh?
Okay.
For the lay people like me, Marvel, you know, I'm not only calling myself, I'm adding crowd. So can we have a get together where you just teach us how to start up with game development?
That would be a good one. How you was taught, I was trained, so I am ready to
you today
out.
Saying it to that she will teach us before now she'll so, collect money from me.
okay because you're there. I know on that when we start, we would know lay student name student.
My
and
dear, I am actually a lame man.
Okay, no worry.
Okay,
as time goes on, we know students and students.
So, guys, I would see what I can do. I'll see what I can do. If there is a space in Accra that is willing to take us,
mm-hmm.
for us
that's
to teach thing. Game development, if you have an idea, let me know. I'll work on the logistics and work with Yetunde and see how Yetunde loves to teach. I would even love to have ladies come on board as well. So if you know you have a space where you think we can come and bring together and learn, see, last we will not take 20 people. It will just be very, very small. But Yetunde is not that big, so I don't want to drain our energy. So just maybe 5 to 10.
Maybe I should let you know that I'm still a student too. Like,
yes, she's also a student.
No, I'm still learning game too.
I'm still learning how to be an engineer.
Okay, so we are still learners.
We are learners. So, thank you, Yetunde. So, Yetunde, you have people that you train already. I think you said you have like 3 students.
Yeah.
That you train.
Yes.
So, how are they doing?
Okay.
They are doing well, or they are just.
The thing is,
Once in a while,
yeah, they are pretty. That was why I said determination the first time I wanted to speak to their time. So I don't enforce things on people. I let you do it in a way that you're convenient about. So if you think you're good to go with it, let's keep pushing. If you think you can't go with it again, then you stay back. I won't allow you stay back. You know what? I will just make sure you divert into something else. So you don't just stay back and go back to the streets. No. If you're going back to the street, then you have to put something on the street and make it vibrant again.
Chop knuckle, chop knuckle. I like it. So Yetunde had to even chop the knuckle. Now, that's Yetunde for you. That's Yetunde Ogunola. She is a 2D, 3D game developer. She's also into augmented reality using Unity and C#. And with the help of Firebase, she's also using C++. She is a part-time shoemaker, and I wouldn't believe before now, but she wore one of her shoes to the studio. So I was thinking I would collect it, but she didn't bring spare because it's more like a unisex shoe. So Yetunde might just end up making a shoe for me. No, Yetunde, I'll pay for that one, but I'll not pay for the game, Sha.
No,
we have to balance payment. We cannot pay for everything.
I've been the only special student among all students. You
why am I special?
The other ones will not pay. You just
can't talk to your microphone. Okay, I want to resign. Okay, Yetunde is still she's a 400 level student of Futa, and you guys, you can see that already. You don't need donkey years to be into tech, and you can catch up very, very fast. The final words on the show, Yetunde, what do you have to say to the ladies, to the guys, to everyone listening, to parents? What do you have to say?
Okay, I want to say this. I would want us to do this as a human. Don't let us lay ourselves on the fact that Nigeria is not going anywhere, because that thing weighs people a lot down.
Causes depression.
But always weigh yourself as being a successful man, and don't look at anybody's way of life to determine your own. So in anything you find yourself doing, please do it well. And very, very soon, technology will take all over the space.
Technology is not taking over the space per se. Technology is the space.
It's the space, okay? Now my boss has spoken. So I wouldn't want us, some of us, to be
left behind.
So please, let's do all our best to get things done at the right time. And please be determined, and nothing, God first.
Okay, that's all from Yetunde. This is Men's Talk Tech. My name is Femi Greaterheight, and Women in Technology comes up the third Thursday of every month. So this time around is Yetunde. Another time will be another lady. So we'll be having another brilliant mind in the house. So for all the ladies that are interested, Yetunde, you might want to give out your handle for those that want to follow you on Twitter, Instagram.
Okay, for Facebook, Oluwabumilayo. Once you type Oluwabumilayo, I think I'm the only one that bears that name on Facebook.
Yes,
Oluwabumilayo Yetunde Ogunlola for Facebook, and Twitter at Princess Boomski. Just type Oluwabumilayo at Princess Boomski.
Princess Boomski.
Yeah.
Yeah. So catch up with Yetunde on Twitter and Facebook as well. Now you can reach out to me on cross social media platforms, Femi Greater Height, Twitter, Instagram, LinkedIn, everywhere. Still remains Femi Greater Height. Remember, if you're not talking technology, you are not talking at all. Use your devices. Do not allow your devices use you.